Would you like some beer with your pot? It's the business news headlines for Monday, the second day of October, and welcome to a brand new month. In other news, Tesla is selling more vehicles, but still falls below analyst expectations. That had an impact today. We've got a Citigroup economist saying that cracks are beginning to show among consumers. Meanwhile, office space pricing continues to go down. Some have seen the end of merit pay increases and say, hey, what's the point breaking our neck for a company if everybody's going to get the same raise? The UAW just reached a contract agreement, but not with the Big Three. We've got the Wall Street Report and more labor news, this time impacting some 75,000 healthcare workers. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're along with us again today. Want to reach us on X, formerly known as Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, Tilray is a cannabis producer that loves the beer business and now has acquired several labels from Anheuser-Busch. The Associated Press is reporting that Tilray has finalized the purchase of well-known labels like Shock Top, Breckenridge Brewery, Blue Point Brewing Company, 10 Barrel Brewing Company, Red Hoke Brewery, Widmer Brothers Brewing, Square Mile Cider Company, and Highball Energy. The acquisition comes with breweries and brew pubs associated with those labels. The companies did not disclose financial details of the deal, but Tilray said earlier this month, when it announced the acquisition, that it would be paying with cash. Tilray Brands had already entered the brewery space in addition to cannabis sales. The New York City company also owns Sweetwater Brewing Company, Montauk Brewing Company, Alpine Brewing Company, and Green Flash Brewing Company. That's a lot of beer. The acquisition will increase production from 4 million cases of beer a year to, 12 million. Drink up. Well, the good news is that Tesla sold about 27% more vehicles than last year, but that number fell below analyst expectations. The AP is reporting that the EV company is attempting to work through softening demand and factory upgrades that has slowed sales. The Austin, Texas automaker sold 435,000 vehicles during the July to September period. That was up from 343,000 at the same time last year. Analysts had predicted that Tesla would sell about 461,000 vehicles. Missing that goal did have an impact on Tesla's stock price. However, not by much. It was up $1.38 at the close to $251.60 a share. As usual, Tesla's sales consisted primarily of its Model 3 and Model Y vehicles, which have been made even more attractive by rounds of price cutting that have eaten into the company's profit margins. The third quarter sales also marked a step back from Tesla's 466,000 vehicle deliveries during the April to June period. Wall Street ended the day mixed as the September slump for the Dow continued into October. We'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Well, the word from Citigroup is that, quote, cracks are starting to show regarding consumer spending, end quote. Fortune is reporting that economists have been wondering when U.S. consumers would run out of steam once and for all. All of this, according to Citigroup CEO Jane Fraser, the time is now. Experts have been shocked by the resilience of shoppers who have continued to spend despite their wallets being pushed to the point of pain as the Fed hikes rates to their highest figures in more than two decades. But whether it was YOLO, you only live once, spenders, propping up the economy, or people spending the last of their pandemic cash, it seems the war chests may have finally run dry. With the holiday season right around the corner, it seems that consumers are at last scaling their spending back, arguably aiding the Fed in its quest to bring inflation back down to 2%. Citigroup CEO Jane Fraser said those cracks in consumer spending are most notable among those on the lower end of the ladder. Fraser said that while Citi's data shows consumer spending is still good and is in positive figures, the growth has begun to come off, and that September, in terms of the softening of the growth, is evident. Citi's analysts show that consumer spending is up about 4% compared to the double digits seen during the pandemic recovery. But of course, that was when consumers were flush with cash and there were much lower interest rates. Now, the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysts' latest report shows the growth in consumer spending dropped between July and August down to 0.4% from 0.9%. The future of the holiday season? Stay tuned. As we've reported for months, the decline in the price of office space continues. The New York Post is reporting that the commercial real estate market is headed for a severe collapse due in large part to sky-high interest rates and declining property values, according to a survey of investors. About two-thirds of those who responded to a Bloomberg News survey said they believe that the commercial real estate market will recover only after a crash. When asked when they believe the price of office properties will hit bottom, 44% say they expect that to happen in the second half of next year, while 22% said it would be in the first 6 months of 2024. Just 6% of the 919 respondents said that prices would bottom out this year, while 29% predicted that it would happen in 2025 or beyond. In other words, perhaps this is not a prime investment, you think? Well, the word on the street is that as companies continue to raise pay rates, some employees are asking what happened to merit pay. And they've decided that lousy work pays about as much as breaking your neck for your employer. So what's the story? Workers in many areas are complaining that as the focus turns to retaining workers and boosting pay rates for everybody, there's a severe lack of raises based on hard work and effort. So the question for many has become, hey, what's the point of working hard? If you got thoughts on this, hit us up on X at @IOB_NewsHour or on Threads, Insight on Business. Is merit pay still a thing where you work? This past weekend, the UAW ratified a new contract, but it was not with any of the big three automakers. Instead, it was with Volvo Group's Mack Trucks, and that, by the way, did avert a strike. The deal could be seen as both good and bad news for Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis as the strikes at the three Detroit automakers enters a third full week. While the details of the deal are yet to be released, it does show that it is possible to reach an agreement and quickly if need be. The union said Thursday that it and Mack Trucks were still far apart on the economics, and yet an agreement was reached just days later. The deal, which will replace a four-year contract, has to be ratified by members, and that's a process that should take only a couple of days. More details about the agreement should be available when the membership has signed off. The UAW and Mack Trucks did not respond to requests for comment about the terms. Wall Street closed mixed on this, the first trading day of October. The Dow fell by 74 points to close at 33,433. But it could have been much worse, as the blue chips were off by more than 200 points heading into the afternoon session. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ picked up 88 points to close at 13,307, and the S&P 500 fell fractionally to end the session at 42.88. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was off by over $2 at $88.78 a barrel, and the 10-year T-bill rose at a yield of 4.68%. Equities fall when bond yields increase. And finally, there is this, and this is about a potential strike that could happen soon and impact healthcare. Negotiations between Kaiser Permanente and unions that represent more than 75,000 of its employees have been extended past the weekend, but it looks less and less likely that a strike will be averted. The parties are reportedly at odds over staffing levels. And on Monday, the coalition of Kaiser Permanente unions accused Kaiser of negotiating in bad faith and engaging in unfair labor practices. If the parties don't agree on terms for a new labor contract by Wednesday, a walkout that could be the largest ever in the U.S. healthcare industry is expected October 4th through the 7th. The coalition of eight unions is seeking cost of living increases, improved working conditions, and a plan to resolve understaffing. The most recent contract expired on Saturday. An offer presented to the coalition of eight unions over the weekend sets a new minimum wage of $21 to $23 an hour for union members, varying by state. Kaiser Permanente pharmacy workers in Oregon and Southwest Washington State began a 21-day strike Sunday morning over an alleged unfair labor practice. Kaiser Permanente serves nearly 13 million patients at 39 hospitals and more than 600 medical offices. If you're keeping track, perhaps you're not, but we'll tell you about it. So far this year, there have been 300 labor actions that have resulted in strikes. 300. As workers eye ongoing record profits of major sectors of the economy. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Jack Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.